AM 910 WJCW, 814 right now on this Wednesday morning. Each time this week, each week about this time, let's try it again, take two.
I like that one.
Each week about this time, we check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. And Bill joins us this morning. Great tips for buyers and sellers in Northeast Tennessee. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, both of you. How are you? Alec is back. Carl's in the studio. Life couldn't be any better than this, folks.
You got it. The gang's getting together again.
W is on fire.
You got it. You got it. Well, Alec was on fire this time last week when he just came back from Phoenix.
He was out in Arizona, folks. I mean, Arizona, we're like the hottest place on earth, I think, and I've lived out there because that's where I went to school, is Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, it is the hottest place on earth.
Hottest metro, for sure.
For sure, what we would do. We got out of our car, we would put towels over our steering wheel so you could grab them when you got in the car because it'd burn your hands.
Yeah, I will not be going back anytime in the summer, ever.
Okay, good.
Because I went there back in February of 2021, and it was okay.
Yeah.
But this
not
was
the summers.
The only time I got to see him was, you know, in July,
right.
And I was like, you know what, buddy, I love you, but never again.
Right.
So what do we got here today, Bill? What you talking about?
So looking for a topic, and a topic that, you know, the real estate market is so lackluster right now. I mean, we're still in the fact that we don't have enough inventory, but yet we still have buyers out there. Not as many people could afford to buy now that interest rates continue to rise, and I expect to see possibly another rise today, soon after
this week, perhaps,
the consumer price index results for July, June. So that's coming out today, and that should be interesting. But it's just that there's not a lot of activity that's going on, but yet houses are starting to cool off in terms of sales because it's so hard to get a reasonable loan. People think 7% is ridiculous, which I don't think it's ridiculous. It's coming from a man who spent more than that on a house, you know, on mortgage payments before as a percent, interest percentage. But you know, there's a lot that's going on psychologically. People, they don't know, are prices going to calm down some? Am I going to pay more for gasoline? Is gasoline going to be available when they have a lot of all these electric cars? How much is electric going to cost me? There's a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of uncertainty out there. And I think people, even with all the stuff that's happening in our political aspects of every single political area, they just have a lot of uncertainty. And I think that when people find uncertainty as a part of their normal life, they pull back and do nothing.
I think that what's got to happen, guys, is either the mortgage rates got to come back down, or people have got to go, okay, we had these prices at this super low mortgage rate.
Right.
One of those things has got to see some. One's got to come down.
Right now we're seeing the prices are starting to give a little bit.
A little bit, but I'm talking, dude, I went to Raleigh and I was looking for a place to buy for my son, to rent out to him. And I said $200,000 to $250,000 I'm looking for.
Right.
I'm not rich. That's a lot of money to me.
Oh no, that's a lot of money to every single person, even people probably that are rich.
I mean, there was two places I went to, and one of them had bullet holes in the window. And I said,
from the inside out or the outside in?
Outside in.
Okay, that's the problem, right?
But I'm like, dude, really? That is just unbelievable. But then, you know, I found one that was just a little under 200,000, but I'm sure it's gone now.
Oh,
you know?
I'm sure. Excuse me a second. Sorry, I'm getting at that age that my voice is changing. Anyway, so that's happening here too. Now, maybe not to that extreme. Maybe here you would have four. Okay, instead of the two. But I mean, it's not that much better here. And it's not that much better in other parts of the country either. But even that being said, we're still seeing prices cool down because demand is cooling down. And as demand cools down, we'll see prices cool down and houses will come down in price. Are they going to go down half price? No. Are they going to go down 20%? Probably not. Are they going to go down 5 to 10%? Possibly.
Okay.
Still doesn't do much for me, man.
Doesn't do much because it's not enough to impact how great the cost of that payment's going to be, that mortgage payment, because you're going to have to pay like 7% interest on it, maybe 7.5% by the time the feds are done.
And I think another reason that we're having a lot of problem too is because finally in my life, you know, I'm 53, I can finally afford to put down 20% on something and not really feel it.
Okay, so I know we act like that's a big deal, like that 20% down, but all through the years of me growing up and Carl growing up and your father and you growing up, that was the normal. We didn't have 100% loans back in the day. There was no such thing as 100%. I mean, maybe a VA loan was 100%.
But I'm talking about the VA, 10%. You can get PMI mortgage, you know, insurance or whatever, and just do the 10% or whatever
it
is.
Well, I don't know if they'll drop 10%. PMI. It's usually 20. Yeah. It's usually the threshold is 20 on the PMI.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I can finally afford to do the 20% and not have to pay the PMI.
Oh, no, right. And I agree with you. And I would encourage anybody that, I mean, if you're paying PMI insurance, that's the first thing you should do is try to get that equity up. And when houses escalate, equity is easy because you could almost get an appraisal a year later and find out you've met part of that 20%.
So if I were to, because I realize I am paying, PMI, insurance.
Of course.
Because I only put 10% down on my place here. Now, if I wanted to drop that.
Just get the evaluation of the home and ask them to drop PMI because you've got 20% equity in your home because the value has also gone up since you bought it, Ellie.
So I'm not going to have to put more money down if my valuation goes up?
Here's what I want you to do. When we go off the air, text me.
Okay.
Okay. Your address. I'm going to give you a ballpark of what your home's worth. You know how much you owe on it.
Right.
See if there's a 20% gap there. I think it is. You know, it is because houses have gone up substantially since you bought that. So just text me your address and I'll look at it.
That's just one of those things that a good realtor is going to do for you.
Exactly.
You know?
A bad one like myself will do it.
Hey, now, cut it out.
No, but I would do that for anybody. So, folks, if you have a question on if you're paying PMI insurance, it's an expense that costs you probably anywhere from $100 to $200 a month extra on your payment. I would strongly suggest that if you've been in the house longer than 2 or 3 years, call me, let me at least check it for you and give you a ballpark of what your house is worth, and you can bounce that up against how much you owe on it. And if the difference is 20%, then you can ask them to remove it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can ask your bank to remove it.
What's your number for folks who might be in that situation?
423-946-7575. Again, 423-946-7575. So, Carla, I was looking for some data for today's show, so Carla sent me some data, so I'll go over it real quick. And I thank her for that because she's always the best at giving me more information than I need, which I love, and thank her. She's great for that. But anyway, so the number one, people were saying, like, what's happening in the housing industry? Are they still construction projects going on? The answer is yes. Is it still tough to get a contractor? Not as difficult. Mm-hmm. Call me. I'll get you hooked up with whoever you need. But some of the best ideas for remodeling that actually bring in revenue on home values and are very popular right now is the basement remodel. So if you have a basement like I do and it's not been remodeled and you want to pick up some extra square footage and pick up value in your house, and that's another thing for PMI. Yeah, like if you finished off any space extra since you bought the house, that would affect your PMI in a positive way, too.
Yeah, we just dropped $15,000 on a new subfloor. I don't know if that'll help.
There's no value in that. That's like me putting $15,000 in a retaining wall in my backyard.
Yeah.
It brought me zero value. But I did that twice. It was not good. So the top one is a basement remodel. So a basement remodel is finish it off, make it entertainment space, make it whatever you want, living space. But that's a real positive in terms of right now being adding equity in your house, adding value to your house, and being able to enjoy it while you're living in it.
How about
a back
deck?
That's the key. The back deck's up there. It's up there.
Okay.
But the number two is rooftop patios. If your house is conducive with one that has a flat roof on it, you can do a rooftop patio. A lot of people are doing living spaces on their roof. They're reinforcing it and putting some nice living spaces out there. Bathroom remodel is number three.
All these things.
Really important is that you spend your time in your master bedroom and your bathroom. Those are two, and your kitchen. Those are the three areas of your house that you spend the majority of your time in. They should all look great if that's what you want them to look like, or great that you think it looks great. Something that you think looks great is very important. And then remodeling a kitchen or creating a professional environment in your kitchen, kind of looking like a restaurant type industrial kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are real popular right now. And opening that kitchen up is real popular too. If you have a closed in small kitchen, you can take down some walls and do some creative updates to open your floor plan up a little bit to give people more space to be able to do stuff with. And then of course creating privacy in the house. A lot of times people are using doors, but right now real popular is to add pocket doors in your house. They're coming back, and I love pocket doors. Pocket doors slide out of the wall.
Oh, sure.
Remember those doors that slide out of the wall? I love those doors. So they stopped doing them. They're a little pricey. Not everybody knows how to do them correctly. But the ones that do a great job with pocket doors, and I think it's a home run as far as giving you privacy or flexibility.
I think that's I never knew the name for that, so thank you.
Oh, no. Yeah, pocket doors. And then, a lot of people are finishing their ceilings and painting their ceilings or putting wood planks in their ceilings to kind of create
more of
a dramatic feel in a room like that. And I love some of the ways that they look. I mean, even just painting a different color in your ceiling sometimes can make a huge
difference. Your ceiling's black, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, mine's black if you're trying to cover up something.
I understand.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, Bill, before we have to go, say I did put the $15,000 in the subfloor. Is it good to have the before and after pictures when you're selling it, saying, this is what was there before, I fixed all this, so...
I think it's better to make... Sometimes people misinterpret pictures, like, oh, my gosh, that house said that. Maybe what else is wrong with it?
And scare them?
Yeah,
okay.
I would think a statement would be good on some of the documents.
Okay.
And we do a document that asks you those questions, and you can make that statement there. And I think it's a real positive. But there's lots of opportunities out there to add value in your home. There's lots of things you can do. Give me a call today. My office number is 530-7077. You can reach me there, or my cell phone is 423-946-7575. Again, 946-7575. But get PMI office is a huge importance in terms of bringing your cost of living down.
We'll do it.
Very good. Great tips from Bill Hall, the real estate guy himself. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't really wait.